I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Scherbel, and this week on Wordmaster, the sounds of change.
If you want a good example of how language changes, just picture a mouse. Are you thinking of a rodent? Or a device for moving the cursor on a computer screen?
Shifts in language also involve pronunciation. In fact, our friend Ali, the English teacher in Iran, suggested this topic since regional dialects can be confusing for English learners.
Native speakers, too. If someone in Chicago offered us some sacks, we might think it was for carrying our groceries, not for keeping our feet warm. Sacks is how Chicagoans pronounce what we call socks.
The linguist William LeBove at the University of Pennsylvania cites this example of a sound change in the United States called the Northern Cities Shift.
What happens here is the short A becomes ear in every single word, so that people have, say, that and fact. In the meantime, the short word spelled with short O, like socks or block or cot, move into the position that was formerly occupied by A. So the man's name, Jan, that's a man's name, Jan, and the girl's name becomes Jian. So this is really like a game of musical chairs. We call it chain shifting, in which five or six vowels all change places.
William LeBove and other researchers have been tracking sound changes for a big project, the Atlas of North American English, which will be published in a few months.
American dialects have been studied for 100 years or so, but unlike European countries, America has never finished a map of the United States. They're only the eastern United States is covered in a few spots here and there. So we included both Canada and the United States in a study we started in 92. And in about 6 years, we covered the entire continent using a telephone survey of all the urbanized areas, the big cities. So it covers about two-thirds of the population of North America and represents them with about 800 speakers. And what's most remarkable is that the rapidly changing dialects of the United States form a very solid, clear picture. And instead of getting a pepper and salt effect, we find very clear and sharp divisions between the dialects of the United States, which are getting more different from each other as time goes on. The most important differences have developed in this huge area around the Great Lakes region, which we call the Inland North, going from Buffalo, Syracuse, Cleveland, Detroit, Chicago, Milwaukee. Those great cities occupying about 35 million people are all moving in a very different direction from the rest of the United States.
How do you go about describing how people talk? How do you put together an atlas, which is you have to actually hear the people talk?
Well, yes, our website is in construction now, being created by people at the University of Marburg. It's going to be quite a remarkable innovation in dialectology because on this website you will see the maps, you'll see all the cities, and when you click on any one point, you'll be able to hear maybe a minute or two of speech from each person in that area. And furthermore, you can hear the same word pronounced in many, many different cities across North America. The answer to your question about sounds is that we can measure sounds acoustically, and the difference between mad, mad, and mad, the difference between go and go and go, will show up very clearly in these measurements, which is one of our main business. So about 440 speakers of our 800 have been analyzed in that way.
So these are all from telephone conversations?
Yep.
And you give them a list of words to repeat?
We actually have mailed people word lists. We focus upon pairs of words very often, which are the same in some areas and different in other areas. For about half the geographic area of North America, the words cot and caught are pronounced the same way, dawn and dawn. So they will say Don Hawk married Don Hawk, whereas the people in New York might say Don Hawk married Don Hawk.
We continue our conversation with University of Pennsylvania linguist William LeBove next week on Wordmaster.
We'll also have a link to where you can learn more about the forthcoming Atlas of North American English at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster.
And our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Scott.